This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I might have found a perfect Mother's Day gift for Liz.
Well, people run out of time, so you have to think about these things.
Well, we don't do, like, holidays, birthdays. Like, I do not celebrate my birthday at home or anything. Like, we don't buy each other gifts for stuff. Christmas, no. Which is a nice thing, trust me. I think I want to get her something for Mother's Day. I swear to God. This is going to sound like an ad. It's not. I don't. Something about somebody had tweeted us about the dog pound. It's like, it's only for poodles now. Like, it was like this thing. And I go, I thought about my Jenny, who's a mini toy poodle that I got for Liz for her birthday. Because she was just like begging for another dog, even though we still had Sam. He was still alive. And she's going, they'll be friends. And I go, okay, you're just sending Sam to an early grave, but fine, whatever. And I got Sam for her birthday, so I decided to get Jenny for her birthday. And the next dog will be for her birthday. And I went, oh, I should get into the Barking Backers thing and get Jenny in the Barking Backers.
Okay, I've heard about this.
Okay.
What does it entail?
I had no idea how much it was. I mean, I've done like the fan club for dogs. Check them out. Barking Backers. I've done that. But you can get a free membership. I can do it for free. But it is supposed to be, if I'm thinking about it, it's a Mother's Day gift, right? So the annual membership, which is premium, it says, $30. Includes free shipping. It's $30 annually.
They'll ship you another dog every month?
No.
Oh.
Annually. So I get a new dog every year? No. It says premium membership kit includes collectible dog tag. That's it.
She's going to love that.
That's it.
Yes.
Bucket hat, bow tie. Liz, will you know what herself if that thing comes? I got to do it.
Is the bucket hat for you, for Liz, or for the dog?
It's got to be for the dog. It might. What if the bucket hat was for me and I'm supposed to walk around shirtless? Or the bow tie was for me and I'm supposed to walk around shirtless, but the bucket hat is for Ginny. Treats, pet supplies plus lick mat. I don't know what that is, but I'm interested. They also have a turf and tails event, and I looked that up, and it's the dogs running around through, like, toys and stuff.
Oh, my God.
On the football field.
Oh, yes.
It's got to happen.
Yes.
I saw the pictures. I got to do it. I got to do it. Is that an acceptable Mother's Day gift?
Okay.
We don't really do gifts.
I know what some people are going to say, Ken. That's a gift for the dog, not for the mother.
No, this, my wife.
She will derive a ton of joy out of that.
Everything, the dog cannot be put down. Liz has to carry this damn dog. The dog must be held at all times, whether it's me or Liz. The dog must be held. She loves this dog, and the dog's a great dog. It takes a dump in my closet every morning, but the dog's a good dog. She will not go outside when the weather's bad. She's too small. She's too dainty.
Oh, no.
Like Sam, Sam was a big black lab mix. It was like, get your fat ass out there, Sam, and take a dump on the front lawn. Like, that's the way it was then.
That sounds like Ken. I mean, this is a good gift. Another gift could be some dog training. I don't know, maybe. Still pooping every day.
It's like $3,000.
It ain't cheap.
I paid for that.
It ain't cheap.
I bought her the damn dog. I ain't getting the dog training. I don't know how to train the dog other than to go, no.
Strongly worded.
Yes.
Chastising.
Yes.
I'm seeing it right now on the website. This looks like a very, very good gift. Now, is that enough? Is
yes,
that going to be enough?
That's going to be enough.
That's it?
That's going to be enough.
No spa day, no flowers.
No hell
none
with
of that.
That. No. We're done with that. I'm writing it in the book. I'm going to buy it later. Happy Mother's
Meredith,
Day.
Meredith, does that sound good enough?
I mean, if you don't normally get presents and you get this for her, it's like it exceeds expectations, so I don't see why not.
Bet your ass it does. There you go.
That's, you know what? That is what counts. Exceeding expectations. She has a very low bar right now. For that.
So the bar is no gifts. So if you get her the Barking Backers membership.
In the morning, she's going to wake up. She's going to have a Barking Backers membership. And then later on Sunday night, she is going to have the sex of her life. Huh? So she doesn't have to worry about anything.
And then she'll
it's
going to
be a great Mother's Day.
And then she'll go to the closet for pajamas and see a big dump on the ground.
Well, I mean, Ginny is about to fight Mike Tyson. So... Do we have time for Dolly in Cleveland? Hello, Dolly.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing wonderful. Go right on ahead.
Okay. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. First of all, they pulled me back in again.
Who did?
Cleveland Sports.
Oh, okay.
I promised I wasn't going to do this again, but here I am again. Just when I think I got out, they pulled me back in.
They did.
In the meantime, Mitchell... paid with a bad cast.
Donovan Mitchell's playing with a bad cast?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I went, had a sprained toe with a cut on it, wrapped it up, put 4-inch heels on, and went dancing. So Garland needs to suck it up, wrap up that foot, and get out there on that
Where
field.
Were you dancing?
And what kind of dancing?
I went salsa dancing on West 25th. Which, I like I told him yesterday, was worse than having guys trying to box me in.
When was this that this happened? When?
Oh, it was years and years ago.
So you were able to suck it up and go salsa dancing on West 25th?
Yes, I was.
And
yes,
so he
I was.
Should be able to play in a basketball game?
Yes, correct.
Did you have to wear a special number to go along with that salsa dancing?
Come on. He was on a treadmill yesterday, right?
Practicing. Was it a contest that you were salsa dancing in, or was it just your normal salsa dancing?
It's my normal salsa dancing, and I'm sure I was probably drunk, too. So
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, he's not allowed to go play drunk.
Was it co-ed?
He's not Ron Artest.
Yes, it was co-ed.
Yeah.
Of course it was co-ed. Have you ever been in one of those contests that they show in movies where you have to dance until, like, the last person drops?
No. Oh. No, that I couldn't do. That's too much. That's crazy. I would have been out the first round. Because
you got to want it, Dolly. You got to want it.
Yeah.
Dolly's cutting a rug.
Really.
All right,
but
Dolly.
Come on.
Well, I'll tell him. I'll get it over there to them. I mean, Lima's part of the pregame and postgame, so I'm sure he's going to bring up your anecdote, Dolly. Thank you. Big thanks to everybody who joined us.
We have a lot of dancers that listen to the show, normally the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Because they haven't gone to bed yet.
I don't know. Brook Park Road ain't what it used to be. A lot of things got to go away as we build stadiums and stuff.
I thought they were going to make Brook Park Road great again.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.